One for sorrow, two for joy. Three for a girl, four for a boy. Five for silver, six for gold. Seven for a secret never to be told. And I know it goes on longer than that, but I can't remember the rest of it. I am, of course, talking about the humble magpie. And this is day 20 of Audio Mo, and I'm just going to talk to you quickly about a rather unpleasant incident which happened today concerning one magpie. It was middle of the afternoon. The sun started to come out a little bit, although there was a really heavy downpour later in the day and this evening. And I went to sit outside for a little while. The patio doors were open. Chief Wackaboo-Boo was around and about. I'd seen him out the front. He'd been rubbing round me, being all friendly. All of a sudden, he was in here with Ronan and my nephew, Joseph. Suddenly, he just flew the length of the room, out onto the patio, up one of the trees. And it happened really quickly, and I just heard this awful sound of anguish from a bird. And I called out, quick, quick, I think he's caught a bird. And the kids came, and they couldn't find him. He was in the tree somewhere, but they could see the bird perched. It was a middle-sized magpie. It wasn't fully grown, but it wasn't a baby either. And it was bleeding from its side. Now, I called my mum because she knows a lot of people do animal rescue, and she said there's no one around here that does bird rescue anymore. If you take it to a vet, they'll have it put down. And, you know, to be honest, I couldn't get it to a vet. There was no way I could get it to the vets. The kid said it had an evil-looking beak. I didn't really want to pick it up because I'm not used to birds. She did suggest I picked it up with a tea towel and put it at the end of the garden by the shed, but I thought it went down onto the ground, and I thought, to be honest, it's a little bit sheltered there under the tree if it rains or anything. And we got the cat in after a lot of hassle because he wouldn't let us get hold of him, but we shut him in, and the others were all in anyway, and we were all very upset about it. And I didn't think it was going to survive, but we came in and left it because we thought if it was still a baby or it hadn't left the nest yet, the parents might come and look after it. So we left it. And my nephew kept having a look, but no birds came to its rescue. So I think it must have been, you know, it must have left the nest and been on its own. So I said to him, why don't you put a little bit of water, just a little bit of water and a little bit of cat food? Because I think magpies eat meat. So I didn't think it had won anything, but I wouldn't like to think that it was hungry. And because I thought maybe it's not that badly injured. It might have been more shock than anything. So we found these tiny little dishes, put a little bit of cat food in and some water, and he put the water right near it so it didn't have to move. And actually, he came in, left it a few minutes, went back out, said he thought its breathing was funny. And then he literally came back in, like he was in here for 2 minutes, he went back out again and it was laying down dead. So we were all very upset about that. Oh, I've just got this in time, it's midnight. So it'll probably be posted on the 21st, but oh well. So that was very sad. I know it's nature and all that, but I don't like it when the cats do things like that. I try and prevent it, but you can't prevent it. But I do things like I don't let them out early in the morning when the birds first come down to feed, or, you know, when I think there might be a lot of babies around. In the middle of the day, usually there's not so many birds around because they tend to be, I don't know where they go really, but they're not usually around. So we were very upset about that, and Joe said that he thought it actually moved slightly. Oops. Bulletin phone. Bulletin phone. 11% battery. Bulletin phone. Status bar item. 11% battery. Pause recording. Sorry, I'm not quite sure what happened there. I thought it said something, but I couldn't really work out what. I really ought to turn the speech off, and I usually forget. So he thinks it might have gone to get a drink and then, you know, just keeled over. So we were very upset. I haven't moved it yet. I'm going to let my mum do it. I know I'm a bit of a coward, but hopefully the foxes might take it away in the night. But, yeah, it's very sad. I know it's, you know, it happens all the time, but It doesn't make it any easier, and I kind of like that has put the kibosh on my week really. And a magpie. I'm not really superstitious, but you know, really, one magpie, one dead magpie in my garden. Anyway, folks, that's about it, and I'll be back. I've finally caught up, and I will be back later. Well, I'm not sure if it's tomorrow because I think that clock's slightly fast, but I'll be back on Sunday anyway, so I'll speak to you all soon. Low battery. Now I've got that come up. Low battery. 10% off battery. Dismiss. Button. Pause recording.